day and tonight. You can turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Day and tonight, you can take the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost, turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger. Nothing will satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Nothing, the more of you. Let's do that part again, see if I can get it right this time. Stir up a hunger. Nothing will satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Stir up a hunger in my heart for more of you. Day and tonight, you can turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger. Nothing will satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Stir up a hunger in my heart for more of you. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Nothing will satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Stir up a hunger in my heart for more of you. Secret in the quiet place, in the stillness you are there. In the secret in the quiet hour, I wait only for you, 'cause I want to know you more. The part again. In the secret and the quiet place, in the stillness you are there. In the secret and the quiet hour, I wait only for you, 'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to trust you. I want to seek your face. I want to know you more. Reaching for the highest goal that I might receive a prize. Pressing onward, pushing every hindrance aside, out of my way, 'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to trust you. I want to seek your face. Want to know you more. Let's change it up. I will know you. I will hear your voice. I will know you more. I will trust you. I will seek your face. I will know you more. We will know you. We will listen for your voice. We will know you more. We will trust you. We will seek your face. We will know you more. We will know you. We will listen to your voice. We will know you more. We will trust you. We will seek your face. We will know you more. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, oh Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, oh Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, oh Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, oh Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord, oh Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord, oh Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into, they are safe. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, almost high. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, almost high. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into, they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into, they are safe. Okay, Sue, you're up.
Good morning, everybody. I've been thinking about a few things this week. Most on my mind this week has been partially due to something I saw on television, but partially because of something I've been going through myself, that I feel like I just can't get a foothold. I can't move forward. I just can't. I feel like I'm on a merry-go-round that I can't get off. It just keeps spinning and I can't get off it. I can't slow it down. I can't. This life is just keeps moving too fast and I don't have time to breathe, to think, to spend time with the Lord, to meditate. I don't have that time. It's constant movement and push forward and go forward and do this and do that. So that's been in my mind a lot this week. And Rick was just singing in the secret, in the quiet place. In the stillness, you are there. I don't know about anyone else, but I struggle with that. I struggle with making that time to seek Him in the quiet, because that's where He's to be found. The song goes on to say, I want to know you more. And I do. But I've heard said by Davy and others, a man does what a man wants to do, and that goes for women too. So if you don't find the time, it's not because it's not there. It's because it's not your priority. There's been a lot of talk today about authority and those in authority over us, and if we will heed their counsel, we will be able to move forward in the Lord. And it is a blessing when we do obey and move forward. As a mother, there's very little that pleases me more with my child than when she does what I tell her, when I tell her, exactly as I tell her. And the Lord's the same with us. We've been reading, my family and I have been reading about Moses. And it was interesting to me to see his father-in-law come to him and tell him, basically, you can't do all this stuff. You're doing all this stuff and you need to put others in authority. There is a line of authority for a reason. And it is important that we seek out the counsel of those in authority over us. And when they don't have the answer, they go to their authorities. It is a good and a profitable thing for us to seek counsel from those who have the answer, who have been through the things we go through. And if we don't trust that, if we don't trust that the Lord will work through our authority, then we need to get on our knees before Him, repent, and go to our authorities. Philip was talking today about repentance. Repent means you turn around and go the opposite direction. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm sorry, and you do it again. It means, I am sorry, I apologize, I repent, I'm going to move forward and turn away from that and move forward. We need to seek the counsel of those over us. It is vital to our walk with the Lord. They've been through what we've been through. That's why they are in authority over us. It's not a coincidence for us in this ministry. It's not a coincidence that those who have been put over us are over us. If you will just humble yourself, you will see the Lord has something for you from them. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. I want to be one of those who runs in and is saved. Do you?
Yeah, for someone who said, I don't have anything to say. Just a couple things, Sue. One, the we is irrelevant. You need to seek your authority. Amen. The we, when we say we, it's ineffective. Amen. You need to seek your authority. I need to seek my authority. You understand?
Yes.
It is a common problem I find myself falling into as well. The use of the word we. I think it was recently I was preaching, and for all I was trying to do, I could not stop using it. It was terrible. I'm going to go to Exodus 20. One other thing, the strong tower, the righteous run into it. Who are the righteous? Those that believe God. You understand? Those are the ones that are saved. Just a couple little things. All right, so I'm going to go to Exodus 20. And you're talking about finding time, etc., etc. And as Brother Davey says, can I give you a tip on the quiet place? That quiet place, you got to stop talking. And oftentimes I wonder, the prayers that I pray or you pray, how much of them are yakety-yakety-yak and actually not listening to the voice of the Lord or for the voice of the Lord? So I apologize for the rumbling, just adjusting the mic. Please bear with it. I apologize. Okay. Exodus 20, you want to know why it's so hard to find that time or why it's so hard to get a footing. Well, it's quite easy. It's not a complicated situation. Here in Exodus 20, you see the beginning of the, or you see the Ten Commandments, but these verses here, you see the beginning, and it says, God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now we can take that and apply it into our lives today. God is the God that has brought us out of the world, out of the bondage of Satan, and has given us a new life. Amen?
Amen.
Thou shalt have no other gods before him. That's the key problem in my life and in your life and those others out there that are listening that can't seem to find a foothold. The reason is there are too many other gods in your life. Plain and simple, cut and dry, done. Now, what are you going to do about it? In the New Testament, it talks about all these people that will not inherit the kingdom of God. One of those classifications of peoples happens to be idolaters. It is idolatry to have other gods before God. And those gods will take the shape of many things in your life. Could be your work, could be your family, could be your car, could be your RV, could be a dream you have, could be an aspiration you have, it could be money. The list is endless what those things can be in your life. When those things hold the priority in your life, God will never be a priority, and that's why you can't find the time. That's why you can't find the footing. That's why you can't seem to move forward. It's because God is not forefront in your mind. That's why. No other reason. It's not that you're too busy with work. It's not that your family's out of whack. It's not that this thing, it's not that you have built. None of that stuff is why. It's simply because Jesus is not first in your life. There are other gods that are taking priority. Now, you can try and make excuses. One of the things Brother Davey said in the chat is, what you fear is your God. Very, 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 very important thing. Do you fear the IRS? Do you fear your bills? Do you fear et cetera, et cetera? Those are your gods superseding the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you fear health problems? Et cetera. Thank you for putting that in the chat there, Dad. Unfortunately, now I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway, moving on. Verse 3 again, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. My little one has been running around, continuous saying, I love this, I love that, I love you, and it's becoming more and more annoying to me because she doesn't understand what love is. See, to love means that you choose out of choice to prefer that thing over yourself, and she doesn't have a clue as to what that means. But she continues to use the word despite me telling her not to. And I wonder how many Christians continue to use the word love and don't have a clue as to what it means. I love you, Lord. Really? Then why don't you do what he says? It's not a hard concept to grasp. I believe Steve was talking this morning about, if you want to be perfect, or if your heart is to be perfect, then you will receive the correction that brings you unto that perfection. Well, this is part of that correction. And the choice is, with you, with myself, with Sue, the choice is, will you receive the correction, or will you stand in self-justification to try and soften it, or prevent that correction from taking the true effect that it's meant to have in your life? Because what you do with the correction is going to demonstrate exactly where your heart is. God says here to his people, as he's given the very first, most important, most critical commandment that he can give, he likens it that if you put him first, you love him, and if you don't put him first, you hate him. There is no middle ground. We read recently in Matthew in the men's Bible study about you cannot add a new piece of garment to an old cloth. You cannot take Jesus and put him into your life and sort of meld him in. That will not work. He has to become your life. It's not about adding the gospel. It's about living the gospel. You don't add a little bit of Jesus into your life and that's the end of it. He becomes your life in totality. Period. Anything less than that, and you have not received and believed the gospel. He goes on in verse 6. He says, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them. Verse 6. And shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. There's the other half of that. I should probably read those two verses together. Going back to verse 5. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Do you see the difference? If you love God, the proof will be that you keep his commandments. Subsequently, if you are not keeping his commandments, then it is proof that you do not love God and rather that you hate God. That is his perception of your behavior and your choice and the choices that you continue to make. That is the black and white of it. That is the short and long of it. It's not complicated to find out why we don't move forward in various things. And I'm using that daggum word again, we. It's not complicated to understand why you or myself do not move forward in various things. I don't move forward in various things in the Lord because I have chosen not to want to. Period. You stay stuck where you are because that is your choice to stay stuck there. Period. So now the question becomes what to do with that knowledge. What will I do with that knowledge in the areas the Lord continues to highlight with his word in me? What am I going to do with it? Am I going to make excuses and say, oh, well, I'm too busy. I've got this so much work. I've got that. No, none of that is going to fly. Excuses are the road that they are the rocks that pave the road to hell. When I stand before the Lord and when you stand before the Lord, no excuse is going to satisfy the truth that you continued despite all that he did for you. No excuse is going to overcome the fact that you continued to live in unbelief despite everything he told you contrary to do so. We have, I have, you have, the church has, you have the opportunity right now to put your foot down and say, I will believe. I will believe God. I will believe his word. I will believe his ministers. I will believe that line of authority that he's given us. I will believe. You can do that. I can do that. That is the gift of Jesus, of our free will that he's given us back, that we can say, I will believe. Verse 7, and then I will wrap up with this verse here. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. When you say that you are a Christian, you are taking the Lord's name. If you say you're a Christian and you claim to have taken his name and then do not walk as he has given you to walk, you have taken his name in vain and he will not hold you guiltless. Period. That's it. That's the end of it. So right now, I don't care if it's live right now. I don't know if it's when you're hearing this online, but right now, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have taken his name and you have not yet walked in it, walk in it now. His grace is still there. His mercy is still there. There's a great scripture in the Old Testament that says, in the day that a wicked man turns from his wickedness, then all his wickedness is forgotten. On the contrary, the day a righteous man turns from his righteousness and goes to wickedness, all of his righteousness is forgotten. Turn. Turn today. Turn right now. It was mentioned in one of the earlier services. I think Philip mentioned it, and it's something that has been certainly rolling around my consciousness since I heard it, and it was made clear, is that the Lord is at hand. It's over in Thessalonians, I believe. And it talks about, the point of that is that the Lord is right here, right there. For he's within reach, I think, is what Brother Davey said not too long ago, Tuesday night, I believe. He's within your reach. You can reach out and grab him. He's right there. You might have failed. You might have been off track for years and years and years, but he is yet right here. You can grab him and you can change that direction and start right now to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And you can choose right now to love your neighbor as yourself. You can do it. You can do it.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar the sound of your name.
I sing for joy at the works of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. All right, everybody. May the Lord bless you, and I hope that you all have a very good week.